Where do these fears come from? Probably worth talking this through with somebody. Well, Eileen Webb is a licensed psychologist and perfectionism expert, author of two books, hopefully has some clues to how this sort of thing emerges. What goes on? Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Kirsten.
Have you ever dealt with anyone with a fear of stormtroopers, ever?
Well, not the stormtroopers, I'm afraid, but you see, what happens in your body is all similar. So when you fear something, the brain sets off chain of events in your body. So whether you fear spiders, or you have claustrophobia, or you have OCD, or you are in real danger, what happens in your body are all the same. So whether my client has injection phobia or claustrophobia or OCD, how I treat them are very similar, but we need to go down to the base belief that is behind all of this. Go to the root of it in order to treat the real problem.
Okay, and quite often, what is the route? Because I've tried to be like with my children, not pass on. I mean, obviously not the stormtrooper one, but you know, like they say, don't they? With spiders, it comes from seeing other people leaping and going, "Oh, spiders, mice, whatever it is." So I've tried to be really chilled with it. Is it sort of learnt behaviour in a lot of cases?
Yeah, there is that as well. So, for example, if you see a mother with OCD, you will see that the children start picking that up as well because they're growing up with, for example, seeing the mother is checking something over and over again, or the father, then they will learn that behavior too, and that fear, oh, something bad might happen, will pass on too. So I also see many parents are often worried about, I don't want to pass this on to my child. I don't want them to learn it from me.
Yes. And are some people just more prone to being afraid of things than others?
Well, it does have some genetic influence for sure. But we cannot prove that 100%. But they do say that some people are prone to have this fear, or some people have more a tendency to be addicted to something than others, and this is kind of similar as well. And of course, the life events also affect the way we are. So we might be stronger, or we might be more prone to give in to some fears or to believe something is dangerous.
I see. Now, my fear of stormtroopers is fairly copable because, as I said, I don't meet very many. But in terms of somebody that can't operate, maybe, you know, a fear of injections, for instance, is it about ultimately doing it over and, you know, how do you combat it? What's the technique?
My client who had injection phobia, it was a problem because it had to be sorted, or he decided it had to be sorted during COVID. Otherwise, he was having trouble having his COVID injections and vaccinations. So he came to me and he said that he tried all sorts of therapies and that I was his last hope in order to get his injections. And the thing is, as we worked, and we did some EMDR as well, and as we
What's
worked
EMDR?
to start,
Hold on,
oh,
what's that?
it's National Health Guidelines approved therapy as well, specifically for trauma. But what is trauma? Trauma is not just for combat soldiers. You can be traumatized in front of your class. If your teacher shouted at you when you were small, and then you're traumatized in your adulthood because of that, for example, in the meetings to speak. So that can those traumatizing events, even if they may look small, can affect your adulthood. And this was more about his fear of embarrassment, it turned out. So because when he went to those places to, for example, have blood tests and so on, he found himself screaming and throwing himself from one side to another. And it was really more that he was trying to avoid, rather than it was no longer the injections. And once we found, people will laugh at me. They'll think I'm an idiot, or they'll think I'm stupid, when we get down to those beliefs. So it would be really interesting, for example, what is it about the stormtroopers that you really are afraid of?
Oh man, we haven't got the time to go into this. I've got to get to the news. The short answer is I'm not sure. I don't know where it's going, but you probably could unpick it. What a fascinating job you do. Thank you very much, Eileen. Thank you for that.
Okay, and that's lovely brilliant. Talking with you.
And you, that's Eileen Webb, their licensed psychologist and perfectionism expert there. I think I'd need quite a few sessions to get to the bottom of that one.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Berkshire,
and on your radio.